and jaw is smashed teeth after an 8-hour ordeal. Yardiniti was apparently threatened with summary execution. Speaking on condition of anonymity, serving soldiers who revealed the photos told the newspaper Daily Mirror that the unnamed captive, against whom no charges were brought, was dumped from the back of a moving vehicle at the end of his torture. It is not known whether he survived. They told the Mirror that they were horrified by the torture and concerned that rogue elements in the army were undermining attempts to win support from local people in British-administered southern Iraq. The soldiers said they were making the photos public to show why U.S. and British troops were encountering such fierce resistance in Iraq. One of them told the news daily that they were fighting a losing war in that country. At least 5 cases of mistreatment of Iraqi prisoners by British soldiers are believed to have been investigated by the Royal Military Police. 2 months ago, the Ministry of Defense admitted to paying close to $20,000 to the families of 3 men who died in British custody, but refused to admit that abuse had occurred. The family of one of the men said that he had died due to internal injuries after his arrest in Basra in September. In addition to the September incident, the British Army is investigating the deaths of 2 men detained during a search operation near Basra in May. One of them was said to have died of heart failure soon after his arrest. His family claimed he was hit on the head while being detained. The second was said to have suffered a heart attack. In a 3rd incident, a British trooper was alleged to have been found with photographs of an Iraqi POW hanging from netting on a forklift truck driven by another soldier. The images are expected to be disastrous for the efforts by occupation forces to pacify Iraq, to further endanger occupation troops in the country, and to shatter what remains of the U.S. and U.K. standing in the Arab world.